Guy, firstly, tell me a little bit about the business, when it was set up, and what you produce.
The business was started over 40 years ago, and we make mustards and chutneys and relishes. We've always been based in this part of the world, which we love being part of that countryside. And we sell our products not only all over the country, but also all over the world.
Now, in terms of the Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Horse Trials, I mean, do you tend to do a lot of these events? How did this come about? I know you're local to badminton. Was that the thought process?
Yes, always. Well, we wanted to have some event where we could actually show off what it is we did to obviously not only people in the locality, but also a much wider audience. And we have this wonderful event that's right on our doorstep that actually, I don't know if it still attracts the moniker of being one of the largest public events in the world. I don't know if that still exists. And it seemed absurd for us not to be there. So I think over 15 years ago, or around 15 years ago, we said, well, we've got to somehow get to the show. But we do quite a few things. So we spend over 50 days a year out and about at not necessarily country fairs, but consumer events. And this is certainly one of our biggest ones.
Well, there's no doubt that the whole badminton experience encapsulates the shopping village and the food walk. I mean, from a trade standard, so to speak, what's it like for you in terms of your experiences over the last 10 or 15 years?
Well, we've just got busier and busier. We were very lucky to get a stand in one of the main aisles, so we're right out there in what we call a really smart sort of shopping row, and I think that's brought us to more and more people's attention. So sometimes there's the view that, oh look, there's Trachomets, I must go and taste and we'll go and find out what's new or what they're doing. But remember, we already have a pretty good following, and this is about maybe getting new products out, finding new customers, making sure that people can always get their Trachomets fix, as we might call it.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, what people enjoy sampling, or the best sellers, or anything new for 2015 that can be seen and indeed eaten at badminton.
Well, we've always got new things, but it's our good old stalwart. So we think things like the chili jam, the horseradish aioli marmalade, which we're famous for. But this year we've got a couple of interesting additions on the mustard side, which I'm not going to tell anyone about. They can come and find out. But we pretty much always have about sort of 15 or 20 things out there to taste, and people know that they can come to the stand and they can have a good old explore. I mean, obviously we want them to buy things, but they can have a good old explore around what it is that we're doing, and they'll come and chat to us. And actually, unusually for a lot of these stands, we're actually manned and womaned, you know, the staff are the people who work in the business, so people ask questions, or they always have their favourite one. They always say, oh, this is my favourite shop to get these from is X or Y. So we love the whole event and we love the experience.
And I suppose that sense of tradition, where invariably people look out for you now because you're established, you've been at the event for over a decade, so they're watching out for you to see what they can actually purchase, which from you, from a business point of view, to be involved in such a high-profile, prestigious event, it's raising awareness, isn't it?
Well, it's not only raising awareness. I mean, we actually sell quite a lot of stuff anyway. So, you know, it's a good event for us commercially. I do that thing sometimes on a bright, sunny day when we have them at badminton. I actually stand out in the aisle. And I listen to what people are saying as they're walking up and down. And a few years ago, the recognition started to increase dramatically because people would look up and say, oh, you know, there's Trachomets. They may not stop, but they have the recognition of the brand and they know it, and they tell their story. They go, I always buy their apple chutney or whatever it was, and I really love that.
From a commercial point of view, can you try and give me an idea into context how important this week is for you?
Well, in terms of shows, it's our most successful. In terms of overall perception of the business, I think it's really, really important. We want to be, this may sound a little bit, you know, too big for our boots, but we want to be a recognised worldwide business. So we want you to be able to walk into a really good deli anywhere in the world, or a good food shop, and find our stuff. And we're working towards that. We've been in Dean & DeLuca in New York for over 15 years. So we also like the international visitor profile that badminton gets, which I think is probably very difficult to replicate anywhere else.